It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, DZ, what's the problem with my little nephew? Because your son is perfect, so
I mean, even
I don't
though
see
I,
any problems.
Quite frankly, I disagree.
I don't know who the jerk is here, but it better not be baby Sammy. He's not a baby anymore. He's three.
I was going to say, young Samurai is no longer a baby. He's a toddler. He's a sir now, thank you.
Sir Sammy.
Sir Sammy. But no, even though he's the catalyst of this, am I the jerk? It's more me. Am I the jerk? DZ.
Is DZ the jerk? Ooh.
For what I did with my child.
Okay, let me hear.
So we went to a splash pad, right?
Fun.
Milwaukee splash pad. I hadn't been there. Lo and behold, we get there, and I'm thinking there's going to be like slides and fun little things,
yeah.
But it is nothing but a splash pad.
Yeah.
A hole in the ground, water in it. No toys, no nothing. Thankfully, we had toys inside of our car. Little water toys, like little, like, to elaborate and give you a picture, is one of those, like, the rocket stompers where you connect the hose to it, you stomp on one side, and it shoots the rocket up in the air.
Yes.
Pew! Yeah. And it comes back down, and you stomp it again. We brought that into the little splash pad area thinking, Samuel, have a great time with it.
I get it. You bring your own toys. It's a splash pad.
I didn't think about the chaos that would ensue once kids saw the rocket toy.
Oh, no.
Everybody wants to take a chance with the rocket toy.
Yeah.
I let them. Go ahead. Have at it.
Yeah.
I would see kids taking turns very nicely.
Sammy's letting him play with his toy. That's so nice of him.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And then he all of a sudden gets inspired and wants to play. And he doesn't understand the concept of a line.
Ah.
So he just kind of went to the front.
Oh, no.
There was a little girl that had been taking a few turns.
Okay. Oh, no. Got it.
And when Sammy walked up and went, my turn, mi turno, my turn, mi turno, little girl put her hand up to Sammy and was like, no, stopped him.
Ugh.
And I went, I walked up.
I'm with you, dude.
I walked up this like 7-year-old and was like, oh, no, honey. This is his toy.
Yeah, damn right.
He's going to play with this whenever he wants and take a turn whenever he wants.
Yep.
And I said, you need to wait. So I basically got her out of line and went, nah, you ain't going to play with this toy if my son's trying to play with it right now.
Amen.
Straight up.
It's his toy.
It's his toy.
But you want him to share.
But I want him to share.
That's why you don't want to be the jerk. Ah.
And I wanted to tell Sammy to get in line, but when she went, no, I'm going, I went, no, boo-boo. That's not how we do things around here. That's his toy, and I will put this away if I need to.
Right.
And immediately felt bad because the inner adult in me went, dog, that's a child. Sammy could have waited 2 seconds to let her hit one more rocket, and then it would have been his turn.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like I got triggered in that moment of her telling my son, no, you have to wait.
Well, because it was his stuff.
And I went, no, you have to wait.
Yeah, and then you all of a sudden were like, forget sharing.
Right.
Screw the line.
Right.
In fact, you don't get it at all because I said so.
And she had been going and she had taken plenty turns. So when Sammy came up and she tried to stop him, I went, no, you ain't going to stop my son from playing with his own toy. I got petitious, but I didn't feel petitious until afterwards when I realized, like, why did I tell that little girl, no, you can't tell my kid no? Am I the jerk for not letting this little girl play with the toy before my son did?
Yeah.
Be honest. I could keep it a buck. If I'm the jerk, I'm the jerk. But tell me, because this is a parenting moment.
Part of me wants to say yes, because you're trying to be like, you have to be the adult in these situations. We are not the kids. We have to rise above when they're being kids, because that's what they're doing.
Right.
She's being a 7-year-old. Of course she's like, it's my toy, leave me alone. I'm not going to share.
Right.
She's 7.
Right.
But at the same time, it's your son's toy. So that would trigger me as well. I'd be like, you're not going to tell my... I brought this for my kid to be entertained. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to tell me that my kid can't be entertained. I'm tired as it is, kid. You know nothing about parenting. Move over, girl.
I brought this toy so he'd leave me alone.
Amen. But I come here for a break and you're not helping.
I thought I was parenting, but then immediately after went, I don't know if that was parenting. I might have just been being petty. I was pettying, not parenting.
I don't know.
Right? I don't know.
Tanya in Kenosha says, what a jerk. Just say, okay, babe. Last turn, then my son wants to play with his toy. You just made Sammy entitled. No, I don't know. The girl was the one going too many times.
She had gone over.
She's the entitled one saying, over, I get to go and go.
And over and over. And then Sammy and finally walked up. Sammy finally walked up and went, I want to go. And I went, yeah, son, you can go. This is yours.
It's basically like when someone steals your toy at any kind of open play area and your kid's toy and you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because it's their turn.
Right.
And there's this other little, but it's a kid. Ah.
But we're the parents.
Yeah.
And we're the guiding force. And I thought I guided in the right direction, but I might have misguided myself in that moment. I don't know.
Is DZ the jerk for taking the toy, his son's toy, from a little girl at the splash pad because she just was using it and thought it was hers and didn't give Sammy a turn? It's a tough one.
It is.
It's a tough one because you're working with kids here. You want to be so petitious, but it's kids.
I'm here for it, though, and I'm willing to understand everybody's reasoning. If I'm the jerk, let me know why. If I'm not the jerk, let me know why.
Ooh, we got some good text. Jordan in Oak Creek said, not the jerk. Where was the girl's mom?
That's a valid question.
Mom
was just sitting next to me.
Not paying attention to the girl taking multiple turns.
Mm-hmm. Well, she had multiple kids. She had multiple kids.
Well, she's busy. We can't be mad at her either.
But she definitely saw the little girl taking turn after turn after turn after turn. So, I don't know. Good question, though.
Let's take everyone's calls and texts next. I can't wait to hear what people are going to say. Oh, the texts are coming in like crazy. 414-533-1037. Is DZ a jerk for basically taking his son's toy back when the girl was using it at the splash pad?
Yep.
Oof. Can't wait to hear what people say.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so DZ wants to know if he's the jerk because he went to the splash pad with his 3-year-old. And a little girl started using the toy they brought and a few too many times. So DZ stepped in and said, uh-uh.
She tried to stop Sammy from using it when he wanted to use it. And I went, no, ma'am, that's his toy.
His toy, his turn always.
His turn, his time, whenever he decides that's the time.
And is that jerky that DZ was like, no.
You've taken plenty turns.
Mm-hmm. Mila's in Milwaukee this morning. I can't wait to hear what she says. Mila.
Good morning.
Morning, Mila.
Is DZ a jerk?
Okay, DZ, you know I love you, but you are really jerky for that.
Oh, I knew she said this.
I'm going to tell you why, and I understand where you're coming from. But
no, talk to me for real.
No, I am. In that situation, it's a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. And you, like you said, mom was there. She had other kids, probably overwhelmed, and just didn't care. And the baby, she probably, I have other siblings. This is one time that I got something to myself and I'm going to play it out, right? So at that time, it was a teaching moment. Mm-hmm. You go to her and you say, hey, little girl, we're at the park. You have to share with other children. Now, this is my child's toy, but you take another turn and then he takes a turn. And then you advocate and make them share together. Mm-hmm. It's a teaching moment. And then later on, when she comes back to the park, she's going to remember what you said to her because it's not her mom. It's a different person. And it's going to stick, and she will continue to do it.
No, but Mila, then you're parenting other people's kids, right. And you know how icky that feels.
And some people don't take,
we're grown-ups, and sometimes you have to parent other people's kids because, as you can see, was the mom doing it? No. Right.
And it takes a village.
How is that child supposed to learn? It does.
But I'm not in her village. I'm not in her village.
No, you are in her village because you were all in the same space, and you brought a toy in the public, and you were letting other people play with it, so advocate.
Well, somebody texted in and said, my 9-year-old says not the jerk. That 7-year-old's the jerk.
Is probably the jerk, but she probably doesn't have anyone teach her how to share that in the correct manner.
Mila does have a good point. They don't listen to us. They listen to other people.
Yes.
Exactly.
That's a fair point.
And I know that for a fact.
1 point for that. Fair enough. Okay?
And that child would, in fact, go the next time and go, I remember that man, that sir, that unk that taught me that valuable lesson when he said, no, we have to share. Dang it,
Mila. Somebody texted in, nah, not your kid, not your problem. I agree, but I don't. Like Mila's saying, it takes a village. Like, we're all a society. We're all a community. Here's the thing. If you're at a community splash pad, we do have to be aware of other people because it's a community. It's a communal space. Mm-hmm. Like, it's open to the public. It's free. But Mila says jerk.
Mila says jerk.
All right,
standing
and
on
I
business.
Still love you.
And we still love
you,
Mila.
He doesn't love you. No, I'm
it's all love, Mila. We'll talk to you later, fam.
Bye, Mila.
Bye.
Goofy.
All right, Amelia is up next in Milwaukee. Let's see what she has to say.
Hey. Emilia.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Somebody texted in and said, so disagree. Why do we make kids share their own toys with random kids? No. Because we want to get along in society, people.
We brought this toy out in public knowing. I didn't think it was going to create chaos, but I knew other kids were going to want to play with it.
For sure.
DZ, I don't think you're a jerk.
Let's go!
Let's make it a comeback.
Hey. I don't think you're a jerk.
Explain, Emilia. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
You were nice and being general to be sitting here and sharing a kid of your son. Even though he wasn't playing it right away, but I'm pretty sure he acknowledged that all these kids were having fun and he wanted to step in. He's 3. Yeah. Let's not forget.
Yeah.
She's 7.
Yeah, she's older.
Way older.
She's 7. Maybe the approach is kind of different, but no, what the first caller said, maybe you said something like, whatever, along the lines how she explained it. But then again, she's 7 years old. Sammy's 3 years old. And then not only that, I have a 6-year-old, and I would tell her, like, when there's little kids, like, I'm like, okay, be careful. They're smaller than you. They don't know, you got to teach them.
She's true.
More like to show them things. I have a niece that's just turned 3. She adores her, so she'll like follow her. They'll play along good. Uh-huh. The 7-year-old, I don't know if she has any siblings or she's the only child, but somebody's not teaching her when somebody's younger than you.
You said the mom had other kids, right?
And you could tell that they were all siblings. All them kids look way too much alike. I ain't gonna say
maybe they don't get along, they get mad or something. I don't know the situation.
She definitely looked like the middle child. The little girl was definitely the middle child. So
of course she was.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie. I have 3 kids. I have an 18-year-old, 16-year-old, and a 6-year-old soon to be 7. I don't care how old they are. If somebody gets in their face and gets retarded with my kids, best believe I'm stepping in.
Okay, so Amelia says not the jerk.
Let's go, standing on business.
All right, bye.
Bye, Amelia.
Bye, have a nice one.
All right, you too.
We got to get a tiebreaker now. Vanessa's in Milwaukee.
No, we can just leave it as not the jerk.
No. You're not in that place yet, DZ, because we only have one jerk, one not the jerk.
Vanessa, tiebreaker.
No pressure.
Vanessa, hello.
Good morning.
You're on
good
with
morning.
Us.
Good morning.
It's DZ the jerk.
Okay, he is not the jerk.
Boom.
Okay, just like the other lady said, I have a 7-year-old, and she knows better. It's a huge age, not huge, I wouldn't say, but it's an age gap, and you know better when a kid wants to play with their toy and they're smaller than you. You're like, okay, the little girl should have known better. Plus, it's like an instinct for parents, like just to protect your child right away.
Right.
So I feel like it wasn't like meant to be harmful to her or like be a jerk. It's just like something like gets fiery inside us when we see other kids being a jerk to your kid.
It's reactionary.
You want to protect them. Yeah, so you're like, no, you didn't.
So I don't think you were being a jerk. I think it was just, that's what parents do. Like,
Hold on.
I know when someone messes with my kids, I have four, I just, something inside me just triggers me.
That fire starts, boy. Don't need no kindling.
It's like any family member, you can crap on them, but if anybody else touches them, it's on. It's on.
Y'all are right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I can yell at my kids, but when dad does, I'm like, why are you yelling at
them? Don't touch my babies. Even though I told you to yell at them.
Right. So it kind of hurts your feelings in a way. That's what I think as a parent. So I don't think you were being a jerk. I think it was just a reaction, and that's what happened. And I don't think you were being mean about it either. It's not like you're like, hey, you little brat.
Right.
You just said, you know. So,
hey, Vanessa, I will take that not the jerk and run with it. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Yep, you guys have a good morning.
Bye.
Somebody said, DZ, you're the one that brought out the toy. You could have at least given the girl one more turn before taking it and letting your son play with it. She had her turn, and it wasn't her toy. The fact that she got a turn with somebody else's toy, please.
Let me wrap this up in a little bow for y'all.
Do it.
Sammy's 3 years old. He took one stomp on that toy, put one rocket a quarter of the way into the air, and then walked off. Those little kids played more with that toy than Sammy did. As soon as Sammy took his one turn, he turned around. They played with it the rest of the time, and I let them.
Mm-hmm.
They almost took it home. They played with it so much.
You know, not the jerk. That's all I heard today.
I'm not justifying nothing else. Y'all already called it for me. Appreciate
you. DZ is not the jerk for telling the kid, give them the toy back.
Deport. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.